Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. For those of you who celebrated Thanksgiving, I hope that you had a wonderful one. In my family, it was beautiful, and I'm a lot of blessings this year. So for those of you who don't know, my show is about hope, overcoming. The guests that come on my show are all resilient human beings that have made it through tremendous things, have gotten back up from tremendous things, and are here to share their stories. Also, for those of you who don't know, that my show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and all the other time zones, you're on your own for that. So my guest today is actually quite amazing because she's in India and it's midnight for her. So, hey, she's a rock star. Welcome, Nidhi Savla. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself however you wish to shine today, and then we'll go into your story.
Yes, of course. So hi everyone, I'm Nidhi from Mumbai, India. I am an intuitive business coach and body wisdom activator. I say body wisdom activators because I work with women entrepreneurs with chronic health conditions, with autoimmune conditions, or who are recovering from burnout due to mental, physical anxiety or overwhelm in their businesses. And I help this specific group of people who are struggling to balance their health and well-being with their business growth and marketing and sales strategies, because we are so underrepresented, right? So many of the women with health conditions feel alone. They feel isolated. They hide their story because they feel like they would be judged and rejected and wouldn't be chosen by their clients because they show up in a different way. They look sometimes different, or their story has a different amount of health, sexual body trauma. And so they tend to hide these parts of themselves. So my mission and purpose is to have these women who are hiding parts of their story, parts of their trauma, to really shine and show up exactly the way they are so that they can be celebrated and create their unique legacy for the world. And I support them through activating their bodily wisdom so that they can heal their bodies and feel beautiful and radiant. So we create a lot of routines for their body health and energy, as well as we create an aligned business paradigm that works for their body and their health as well. So I use my own experience to be able to support these women build thriving businesses on their own terms.
I love it. And, you know, being somebody who was recently diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, one similar to you, which is vitiligo, I know that there's definitely a balance. And I know that for those of us with this condition, and people that I know with different autoimmune, which is either fibromyalgia or any of those, some, like vitiligo does show up. Fibromyalgia, you can't see it, but you feel it. So I understand what you're saying about having that balance. And I think for me, vitiligo came on for me because of, and there's different factors that cause it. And what I've been told, and I've been trying to learn as much as I can outside of my doctors, is that it's either a thyroid problem or extreme stress. For me, it's extreme stress. And it started for me, I was misdiagnosed in the beginning with a different condition. But I believe it was stress and for the States having the outbreak of COVID. I was terrified of it. And that is something I believe that's how my body reacted, was the terror, was just being so afraid and so overwhelmed. And anyway, I think that's what happened to me. How do you think it is, not only for you, but other people in regards to this has happened, so now what?
Yeah. So first of all, for those of you who don't know, vitiligo is a skin condition that causes you to lose color in your skin because the melanin is not produced anymore. So for brown skin people, they lose color and it's very much more visible. And for white skin people as well, you lose color. So it's visible anyway. And it can spread on its own terms really quickly and completely change your appearance over a very short period of time. And it can, you know, go on for years. And as per a modern medicine, allopathic medicine, there's no cause or cure. So it can create a lot of distress, identity crisis, and emotional challenges for a lot of people, just like other health conditions, whatever they may be. Some of them, like, you know, you said, are visible, and some, like skin conditions, are visible. Asthma and all of those can be sometimes visible, but there are a lot of invisible autoimmune conditions that are just based on pain or fatigue and sometimes even are misdiagnosed. So these are, it's really important to mention this here. So if you're experiencing anything in your body, right, it's your body's wisdom that is active and is giving you signs and signals that there's something wrong, something doesn't feel right. And the first thing I would say is definitely to trust that, which is why being connected and in tune with your body is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, really hearing signs for what your body is saying, so that, you know, more than doctors, you are the one who can firstly say that something's going wrong, and then you can take action around it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's true. It's like listening to our body's wisdom. I know that for me, I've kind of, not now, but I used to have kind of a love-hate relationship with my body. I had a eating disorder from 11 years old up to my 30s. And actually, I wouldn't even say my 30s beyond, because there was still things that I would just like freak out about, you know, I ate too much, or I shouldn't have done this, or whatever. And I know that put a lot of stress on my whole physiology anyway. And if it wasn't, I believe, and the healing that I've done over the last couple years, I'm not sure I would have the compassion for my body now with the spots and the stuff that has formed. And yes, I know it shows more on brown skinned people than on white, but where you can see it good on me, especially in certain areas.
The way. No matter whether others can see it, you can always see it.
Yes.
Your body. Yes. And that's all that counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's to me so important, especially after doing the healing, that it's like I can look at myself and just say, okay, you're trying to tell me something. And I am one of those people that often needs a ton of bricks dropped over her head before I realize, oh, maybe I need to slow down. So my body decided to go to my vanity instead to say, hey, stop. How about you? What was going on in your life? Because I know it's not just vitiligo. You have other conditions. What was going on in your life, do you think, that brought these conditions to you?
Yes. So for me, you know, there is often a matrix of reasons that creates health conditions, right? Mm-hmm. For those who believe in eternal soul journeys, we all are in eternal soul journeys, and our soul chooses a particular body with particular challenges to learn certain lessons as well. So I think on the karmic path, in terms of what our karma is, we also choose those bodies to complete those karmas and learn those lessons, for those who are in tune with that. So I believe that's the larger umbrella under which we may get a particular body with particular challenges like health conditions. Then as we, you know, tune into that matrix a little bit deeper into the present, in your current life, the life that you're born in, there are certain ancestors that you may have, like your parents and their parents. And, you know, sometimes diseases, what modern medicine calls genetic, these are energetic transmissions that happen between, you know, like how we have cycles of abuse and alcoholism continuing across generations. Diseases based on stress also, you know, go across generations, whether it is diabetes or, you know, the skin condition or asthma or, you know, all of that passes on generation to generation. So these are ancestral patterns of stress that are passing on from generation to generation. So that's the second level in the matrix that causes illness. And then the third level is in your present life at that time, right before that disease manifested, what was happening, you know, 6 months, 12 months prior to that. For children mm-hmm. who are really young, it could be what was going on for the mother in her womb and all of that, who are just born and, you know, really young. It's more, you know, the parents and the child more than the child, because the child may be just 2, 3 or 5. But for me, my hypothyroidism, which is the underfunctioning of the thyroid gland, that showed up in 9th grade. And that was because I felt like my voice was stifled, right? The thyroid is all about your self-expression, your communication. Yes. And in my school in India has a pretty strict schooling system where we're not, you know, teachers used to be back in the day in the 90s, the teachers were the leaders, you know, the students had to follow everything they said. They had to fit in a box. The loud ones, the rebellious ones, the outspoken ones were shunned to a corner. So for me, when my thyroidism showed up, of course, it's genetic. It's there for 7 members in my family, but it chose to manifest in my body because I felt stifled and I could not speak up against my teachers. Even though I used to speak up, I was suppressed. So I think that's when it showed up, is, you know, as a reminder to start expressing my voice. And it wasn't, you know, I used to always express my voice, but I used to still keep certain vulnerable pieces hidden to myself. And I'm just about starting to share my story about illness now, well into my 30s, right? So that was not something I did. I used to be very choosy about, very selectively. I would share only which made me look good and not things that I would potentially be, you know, looked at in a different way with, right? So I think that's when my thyroid manifested, hypothyroidism. I had eczema, which is a skin condition which causes a lot of itchiness and you know, gashes and oozing across the body. So again, that was in my childhood when I felt very stifled and pressured to be someone I was not. I hated examinations. I was forced to give exams. I was forced to do well in school, even though I didn't want to study. So all of these pressures created these skin conditions, and eruptions are almost like your skin reacting, telling you that it doesn't want to be here. It doesn't feel at ease. Right. It was a disease because it's out of ease. And my third condition, which is the vitiligo, which is the skin discoloration, it occurred when I was in college, where I felt out of place, like I didn't belong. When I felt different, my skin embodied that being different by bringing up the white spots and made me also look different because I felt different and unbelonging on the inside. So that's when my third condition manifested. And the fourth one, which is a lot of hormonal imbalance and all of that, that showed up last year when I pushed myself to the brink and was on the verge of burnout. So all my conditions occurred in a certain pressure cooker situation, as a combination of many other factors, but this was the primary factor in my current life that led to those conditions.
Wow. That's you're very wise. You're very wise. I'm a full believer in Louise Hay and how she talks about the emotions and all that, and everything that you've said about past lives and all that. I believe that as well. But which is really interesting is I've never actually thought about that with vitiligo. So we're going to take a short break, but I want to come back and dive into that a little bit more, if that sounds good to you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play. Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self, connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com. Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Niti Savla, and we've been talking about autoimmune conditions, vitiligo, eczema, and more, and how things show up in our lives and from stressors and things that our body is trying to tell us that, hey, listen, I got a message for you here. Where we left off, I had mentioned Louise Hay, and I've always been a follower of her. Not only is she inspirational in regards to affirmations and talking to yourself and, you know, just instilling good messages in our souls, our whole well-being. I know full well, but I was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2014. And I remember reading about it. I was really shocked at first. And after that, it's like, okay, well, we're going to beat this. And she said it was all about resentment. And that completely resonated with me. Oh, I was full of it from my childhood. So I know that you mentioned in a lot of your talks about trauma in the body. But before we go to that, how would you work with somebody in regards to karma and skin conditions, and then also about generational trauma and just the passing down of, like you said, alcoholism. That's a good place. Like alcoholism, like how would you work with people to kind of, figure out and hone into the root of their particular condition?
Yes. Yes, so absolutely. I think that's a great question. We were talking about the matrix, right, of how mm-hmm. certain conditions are chosen by souls on a karmic level as well. Mm-hmm. Then that's why they choose to be born in a particular family, and therefore they're in that ancestral lineage. And then in their life, that condition may or may not manifest based on whether the situations trigger it or not, and whether you have that temperament that leads to that illness or not. So these are like the three factors, mm-hmm. the three levels of factors that impact whether you do manifest that disease or not. Because there are people in my family who belong to the same lineage but don't have the conditions, right? So it's also about mm-hmm. who you are and how you show up in the world that leads to, does that create stress or does that not, right? So we do mm-hmm. have a certain amount of choice in that regard. So what I do is I work on all these three levels. So when we realize that this illness has been manifested by a soul decision made in another lifetime, I do past life work. Like, for example, one of my current clients, she had multiple miscarriages and she had children who were born with special needs. And we realized that in a past life, she had made a promise to herself that she would take care of people with special needs. And lo and behold, her soul ended up choosing that in this lifetime multiple times over through herself, through her children. And she works with an autism center and she feels almost like it's a burden. Like she doesn't even want to do it, but she's being forced to do it. So if you're feeling forced, it's often coming from another lifetime because you've not chosen it in this space, time, and circumstance, right? So I work in that regard when I know that it's coming from a space that they can't control, see, or sense as to why it's happening in their life right now. So we work on that level. In terms of ancestral level, there is some energy cleansing and a rewiring work that we do on an ancestral pattern level as well. So like I said, the same client, she had a lot of ancestral trauma where she felt mm-hmm. like she was burdened by her family. So we do a lot of energetic rewiring work to give back the energies that we are carrying from our ancestors and take our resources and energy back so that we restore the resourcefulness in our own bodies and beings. And then I also work with my clients on the one-to-one level where we look at the current triggers in their life and we release and heal those using somatic work, using, you know, inner child healing work, using subconscious and conscious rewiring work, using a lot of conscious practices, a lot of dance and movement practices to release emotions which are stored in the different parts of their body. And of course, a lot of conversational coaching that happens. So it works on all of these multi-levels. Therefore, the matrix of healing gets completed when you go from the soul level to the individual body level as well.
That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. And there are so many, I love that, the whole, like, so many different ways to heal, the somatic, the inner child work. I work with all that as well, which is just so good, so helpful and calming. And that's what we need, especially with these certain conditions. I know that no matter what type of autoimmune or whatever you have going on, you've got to find that peace and balance in your body.
Yes.
You know, for now, for where we are yes. right now, regardless of yes. what we have signed up for when we came back into another lifetime. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what made you decide to do the work that you do now?
So, I actually, caught the bug of impact through my first piece of work. So I was a teacher in one of the biggest slums of the world, in Dharavi in Mumbai, right off the bat. So even though I studied business, I was in impact in the first 6 years of my career. I was in the education sector, working across rural India, working in the slums of India, working with children with multiple different backgrounds, their parents, all of that. So I was already in the space of impact, even though I studied business. I decided to become a certified coach at the age of 25. I already had multiple certifications in psychology before I even though I didn't know if I was going to use them. I also did my coaching not knowing what I was going to do with it. I always followed my instincts. So by the time I was 25, I had multiple certifications to be able to use those to impact people. I decided to get some business experience. I grew my family business, doubled their revenue, and then got back to the impact space as soon as COVID hit. I decided to launch my coaching business formally. Before that, it was informal coaching with individuals and groups, not too highly paid. But then I started coaching. I started working as a business coach first because that was my experience before. And I wasn't ready to put my story about my life and my disease and my health out there. It was just my personal experience. But when I fell sick last year, like I was saying, I had hormonal imbalance. I had a surgery. I had to be in bed for almost 4 months. And that's when life hit me. And I had this existential question of, if I died tomorrow, would I want to be the best business coach in the world? Or is it something else that I'm meant to do? And that's when the answer dropped from above, is that, you know, I'm meant to serve women with health conditions, because that's what I know. I have been dealing with almost four conditions since the age of 18. And even since the age of 10, I had some more things, right? So this is what I know since the last 20 years. This is what I've been healing and working on. And it would be a disservice for my purpose if I didn't serve these women. So that's when I blended my work of business coaching with my knowledge and understanding of psychology, healing, and energetics. And I now serve women entrepreneurs who want to create a successful business, but it stands on the pillars of good health, good well-being, and aligned strategy, which works for their body. And no push, no pressure, no six-figure months necessary, no five-figure Right. months necessary. It's only on their own terms. And if their body indicates anything is off, we will pull back. So the body is the driver, not yes. the mind, not anything else. Because for my women, the body is the most sacred driver of their life. And so that's what we include in our process. So that's how I landed up through a lot of transitions into what I do now.
I love that. I love that. And I'm wondering if you, like, I think you're different in your thinking, or just because of my history of abuse and eating disorder and all that, I didn't always love my body. Did you love yours? Were you able to give yourself compassion from the start?
Oh my God, no.
No, no. Okay.
So I have had a huge, you know, enmity with my body for almost 20 years. I can really truly say that this goes back and forth even today. Because my skin can flare up. It just, in fact, the last 2 days I've spent crying and weeping in bed because my skin flared up, right? So Grief is very, very cyclical for autoimmune conditions. You can never say that, hey, I'm done, right? So I wanted to preface it with saying that I've just, had a 2 day spree of crying that, oh my God, why isn't the ceiling and all of that. But keeping that in mind, I simultaneously have moved from hating my body, finding my body disgusting, thinking of my body as an enemy who is going against me, who is not listening to me, who is not healing, to someone who is very, very grounded that my body is sacred no matter what is happening to it. So that has been a complete transformation. Today, I always know that my body is sacred, my body is communicative, my body is true to me, and my body is my messenger, and my body is divine. So these beliefs have grounded in my body no matter what is happening to my body physically, no matter what is happening to me emotionally. These beliefs will not change at all. Like this, these are untriggered beliefs that I have now grounded into my being, my soul, and my body now.
I love that. That's really good. Do you have, how am I going to put this? Like, are there certain times like of stress or what's weird about me? The greatest concentration of vitiligo and the spots is my right hip right here. And I have at least come to the conclusion, what my mind anyway is, I had a lot of sexual trauma. So that area, and also just other, like being hurt. And I always like with the whole eating disorder too, was like, oh, my hips are too big. That was always something that was like a fear, like, oh gosh, and from abuse, wanting to stay small. I wanted my body small. I wanted to stay hidden. I wanted to be away so nobody would find me. So I know that sometimes when I'm in a state, which of course it all happens to all of us, just like you had 2 days of pain. Yeah, those things happen for me too, where I just get in this fear and then I feel all this stress right in that area. Does that happen to you?
Yes. So I want to share this. This thing is like, for me, my fear is like in my stomach area. So whenever I feel like too much stress, too much anxiety, it all is like in my sacral zone, my stomach zone, where I feel like instant body heat and all of that, right? So definitely, and even for my clients, there are certain times that they will keep on getting migraines or shoulder pains. So there are body parts that we hold more stress in than others that keep getting triggered again and again.
Yeah. It's amazing how that is, like just the certain parts. And I find it interesting with my clients and myself, just trying to find that root, like, oh, okay. So maybe this is an area that we need to work on a little bit more, and just healing, like, I love you, every little part of you.
Yes.
So yeah, that's really important. So we are all going to take a break in a moment and we'll be right back.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com. Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today.
Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self, connection to community, Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. We have been having an awesome conversation about the body and its wisdom and just how amazing, actually, that these vessels that we are born into, just what they're capable of. It's amazing. And even though I myself and my guest, Niti Savla, has had some negative emotions towards our bodies, we both know that, hey, they're pretty darn amazing. And we need to cherish what we have here. So on a break, we were talking about balancing our health, well-being, our success. And I was just thinking about one of my mentors today, and she did not believe that she could have success and a healthy, fit body. She just let her health go because she thought, well, I'll take care of that later after I am millionaire. You know, that's what I'm going to do. And then she realized that that is not going to work. She started getting hit with a bunch of challenges. And I know even with my recent diagnosis of vitiligo, I did know that I needed to start slowing down. That was being told to me long before my body actually had the visible signs. Yeah. So how do you talk to your clients and yourself? Because you got to talk to yourself and coach yourself too. Yeah. About just balancing your whole career and purpose and body.
Yes. So I think first it starts with making a powerful decision. Like, you can make a powerful decision that no matter what is happening, no matter what chaos is happening in my personal life, no matter what drama is happening, no matter what's happening to my body, I am going to show up for my purpose, my mission. And that's who I am, right? So it starts with an energetic, emotional, and personal decision of like, this is who I am, this is how I show up no matter what, right? Because all of us have, you know, so some of us have kids, some of us have, you know, a challenge with our personal life, with our partners or with our family, you know, some of us will have health conditions, right? So we often feel like we want to give up, or we want to just push our emotions away and just motor through and focus on our work. Like you said, you know, your client is there who just said, you know, so many of us, you know, in the starting 2-3 years of our business, just stopped working out. We stopped going to the gym. We stopped eating healthy. We just worked, you know, 12-14 hours a day. We sleep at 2 a.m. So sleep is put to the side. Exercise is put to the side. Well-being, you know, meditation, all your soul work is put to the side. And so many of my clients come to me when they have left all their body work and now they have burnt out and they don't feel like doing their business nor their you know, health work, and they are at that middle point, right? And that's when they realize, oh, I need to balance my well-being so that I can focus on my business. So I support all those people who are at that point. So you need to, at that point, make a powerful decision that I am going to prioritize my health and well-being and show up powerfully for my business, because that's who I am. So it starts with that decision. Then you become aware of what are your patterns, right? Often you can't do it alone. So you have a coach or a mentor who helps you become aware of what are your self-sabotage patterns that, you know, okay, if I get too stressed out, I drop my workout. Or, you know, if I get too stressed out, I get, you know, involved in my family's drama and I get swayed in their emotions and I just stop doing what I was doing. Or, you know, I just people please say yes to everyone and then get burnt out. So we need someone to help us identify our sabotage patterns for our health and for our business. Because unless we know those patterns, we can't work on them, right? So
exactly,
we get to know our patterns, we get the help to rewire those patterns, and then we create energetic, physical, and business routines. This is one of the biggest pillars of my work, is as someone with autoimmune conditions, every night is different, every day is different, because some day my knee is aching, so another day I haven't slept at night, another day, you know, something else has flared up, another day I don't feel motivated to work. So these shifts keep happening in my motivation levels. So what I do is I have created concrete routines that are not fixed on time. They're not at a fixed time of the day, but they are fixed. I'm committed to them every day, right? So there's a bare minimum I do and a maximum I do no matter what. I have created those energetic routines. So for example, when I say energetic, I mean that I listen to a visioning meditation every day so that I'm grounded into my vision every day. It's just 5 minutes. I've self-recorded it for myself, but I visualize my clients. I visualize the impact that I make. I visualize the money I'm making, and I visualize why I exist on this earth. So no matter what's happened in the night, when I reconnect with my vision, I energetically feel aligned to do the work in the day, no matter what's happening in my body. Then I have a spiritual routine every single day where I connect with a higher power that sources my energy, right? And then I have physical routines where I do things for my skin, for my, for my working out, et cetera, et cetera. So I have a 3 to 4 hour routine for myself, which is non-negotiable. And the minimum of that 3 to 4 hours is 20 minutes. So no matter, how my day is, I at least do a minimum or a maximum version of that routine. Yes. And I track my habits every single day on my phone. So this is the pillar of what makes me able to balance my business, because I give myself that grounding time to manage my energy, my physical body, as well as my mind.
That's powerful. That's really good. I have a similar, and it's changed over time, but there hasn't been a day since I had my first child that I am not out for a walk or doing some kind of physical activity in the morning before having to care for someone else.
I love that.
It is. Yes, it's so important. And a lot of people, well, us women especially, don't get it until later.
Yes.
I think that it's just so important. And I believe that if we really start putting ourselves first and our whole mental, physical health, spiritual health, things start to change in every way. We're healthier overall if we do that. Yes. And of course, the more we can serve and help others, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So before we go any further, where can people find you?
So they can find me, they can find me on Facebook. They can find me on LinkedIn. They just write Neeti Savla. I mean, I'm pretty much the only one there, so they can find me there.
Yes. Yes, you have a unique name, as I do, that people can find you pretty easily. Not everybody has your same name. So that's cool. That's cool. So for someone who, I'm thinking of a couple people, one person in my life, it's a really crazy circumstance, but she does have fibromyalgia, and it's really a hard thing for her. And what's really interesting, she is 55 years old, and she has a daughter now, baby. And the way that came about doesn't matter so much, but she has a hard time even just getting up sometime and to care for the baby. What would you recommend to somebody who is like newly diagnosed and wants to do something good, whether it's caring for a child or moving forward in a business or, even to function in life sometimes when you're just exhausted and when you have so much to do, but you just don't feel good?
Yeah. So if she doesn't feel good, and for those of you who don't feel good, don't feel motivated, feel like exhausted, drained out, feel like demotivated, or feel like, I can't do this, right? Mm-hmm. It's clear indication that your energy cup is empty or it's in minus, right? You don't have, you don't have anything to offer in the world. So what happens is, this is a conflict, right? It's like a part of her wants to serve someone else, and a part of her has nothing to give anybody else. She doesn't have anything to give herself either, right? So it's like, but the foundation is, if you have nothing to offer, even if you might have the desire to offer, you don't have anything to give, right? So I think it starts with needing to source yourself, because I acknowledge that she wants to be a great mother, but she has nothing to offer as a mother right now, because she doesn't have, energy. She doesn't have any currency to exchange with someone else, right? So she would be even more depleted if she tried to give someone else. So I would say that for people who don't feel motivated, feel drained, feel like they can't do anything anymore, they need to first understand and acknowledge that I am exhausted. I don't feel motivated. I don't have anything to be given right now, and just accept that. And once they accept that within themselves, they need to find energetic ways to source themselves. They need to get help to be able to release all the blocks that are creating this lack of energy in their body. And then once they feel sourced, they have created practices and routines to source themselves, they will automatically be able to give to their loved ones, because they have the overflow of energy now in their bodies to just be able to serve. Then they won't even have to think that I want to give. They'll just give it easily, right? It's because they have more currency in their pot. So I would say that the first step is give yourself grace and acknowledge what you're going through. Second is get help and learn how to give yourself. And once you do that, then you'll have enough to give others.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's one of my mentors started out, I mean, she said for years, and now I kind of use it myself as a, you've got to serve from the overflow.
Yes.
You know, you got to fill your cup, and when it's pouring over, that's when you can help others. And that's not always easy with children. Of course, you know, I'm a mom of three. That isn't always easy, but I have learned that I find the time and I take the time, and that I have always done that because I want to be a good mother and I want to do a good job, just like all of us do, whatever area that we want to improve others' lives, or, you know, just to serve those of us that are meant to serve.
Mm-hmm. Between the two options of, you know, being able to give from an empty cup and a full cup, giving from an empty cup is just harder. Like, you'll have to push yourself hard to give to your daughter without having anything for yourself. So even though it feels like you don't have time, but when you create the time, it becomes so much easier actually to show up for someone else. So it just takes that 0 to 1 and 1 to 100. 0 to 1 is just harder to create that time for yourself. Once you're at 1, then 1 to 100, giving is so much easier after that.
It is. And we have to do it. We have to do it. And it is possible. We all have the same 24 hours a day, and you can do things. This is like I did when I was a single parent for 3 years before I remarried. I would just, like, my kids would be in the house and I would just pace, like, up and down outside, walk outside, or do stuff in the inside that where they were still, I was right there in pretty much an earshot, but I took care of myself. So it can be done.
Yeah, when you make a powerful decision, like you said, that I'm going to do it and I can do it, it gets done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to take a break again, everyone, and we'll be back with some final thoughts and whatever else we come up with. Thank you.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self, connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com. Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play.
Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today, Needy Savla. We've been talking about all kinds of health-related wonderful things. And if you just hopping on, please be sure to go back and watch all of it. There's very good information here. So, Needy, we were just talking on the break about tips. What would you say to someone that possibly, I don't know, overheard a conversation of you talking to someone else, or just decided to ask you a question. What would you tell someone that has a condition and they want to move forward in their purpose? They want to do what they know they are meant to do here. What's just a few tips that you could give to that person and to everyone out there listening?
Yeah. So firstly, I would just like to share that you can do it, because I did. Last year when I was in bed rest for 4 months almost, I received an award as Young Coach of the Year in India. I received another award of 30 Achievers Under 30 in India. While I was on bed rest, I had to get ready and go get that award and all of that in another city. So I literally was holding space for both those things of getting well, being misdiagnosed, the wrong medications, and still being recognized for the work that I was doing with my women. So if I can do it, and I was 29, and I did it. So literally anybody can do it. So that's the first thing I want to share, is that if you're even doubting that, can I do it? What if I fail? Like, everyone is so able-bodied. People are showing up online all the time. They have energy to work for 12, 14 hours. And the biggest worry for people who are recovering from burnout, or who are feeling demotivated, or have lost their energy and will, or have their health conditions, they really fear, will I be able to put in the energy? Do I even have it in me to do it? And let me tell you, you do. Right. The second thing is, get help from the right coach, mentor, who has gone through what you have gone through and who has shown that it's possible, because there are very few body inclusive mentors out there. Right. So don't make the mistake of working with people who push you, who pressurize you, who make you do something that doesn't align. Because for people with illness or people with, challenges, it could be anxiety or physical challenges, pushing doesn't work as a mechanism. It has to come from within. So work with people who help you connect within, find your unique answers, and create an aligned life that has time and space for your health and well-being. And know that even when you work for 3 to 4 hours a day, just like I don't work more than that unless I'm well. There are some days when I work 7 to 8 hours when it just flows. But my intention is to work only 3 to 4 hours a day, because my 4 hours a day goes for my health. Right. So even with 4 hours a day, you can build a successful business, because you don't need to work with 20 clients, 100 clients. You can work with just 5 clients, serve them really deeply, and have a funnel or things that bring people to you without you doing too much. So it's very much possible to create a life that works on your terms, that works for your body, and that creates wealth with ease. So the tip is that find people who align with that energy that you have, and release people that do not understand what you're going through, because they are going to drain you out completely. So these are the few tips that I have. And of course, lastly, create routines for your body, energy, and mind that support you to do the work, because every day you're going to be hit with a lot of challenges when you have recurring health conditions, when you have recurring anxiety, recurring stress patterns. You will need good routines in place that ground you no matter what has happened in the night or the previous day. So these are the 3-4 tips that I have for people who are balancing their wealth, health and well-being, and their business or their success story.
That's very good. That's very good. And it's everything, really. I've got a few years on you, and you've learned it a lot quicker than I did of giving yourself that balance. It really is everything. And I am still, honestly, one of those people that I am a workaholic. I'm always running from the next thing. And I see, I guess, why the skin condition happened to me, because it was the only thing, I guess, that was getting my attention, so bravo to you that you got it early, earlier than later. And some of us, we're all different, in our personalities. There are some people that really don't do a whole lot. They don't care to. And there are some of us that we've got this passion of serving, of helping, that sometimes it's hard to just slow down. It really is, but we have to. So whoever's listening out there, if you're crazy active, busy like me, and you haven't got it yet, listen, your body is telling you, and you don't want it to show up in the ways that it did for us. You don't want it to do, you don't want your body to knock you flat with whatever it is, some kind of illness. It could just be a very, very long flu or whatever it is. Your body is going to shut down if you don't pay attention to it. So reach out to Needy if she can help you. She's a very good coach. And I also do a lot of work myself. I'm a good coach myself. I work in a little bit different area, but I also do work on body wisdom as well. And for those that have been in traumatic situations, adversity, loss, that is my area of expertise, where I also work with women too. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you so much, Needy, for being here, especially at almost 1 a.m. here. I applaud you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing
your wisdom. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me and for this really insightful and deep conversation.
Oh, thank you for being here and participating. And thank you everyone for listening and being with us today. And I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful weekend. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.